I had to call 911 yesterday, and as far as I know, everyone is okay. I didn't stick around for the situation. But what's really weird about this story, and I'll tell you towards the end, is that it happened twice yesterday to me at two different locations across 4 hours of time.
What's up with you, bro?
You called 911 twice yesterday.
No, so the second time I didn't have to call 911, but what happened in the first situation also happened a second time right in front of my house.
All right, bring it.
So I went out to Newton yesterday to pick up Barrett from his friends. He had been spending the night.
Right.
Now, you may not know this about me, but I have a side hustle besides working here at Mix 104.1. I work as a delivery driver.
Yes.
I build a website.
Yes.
I do all sorts of work for a little female-owned embroidery company called Boston
Bell. Yes. Big fan.
And so I usually, a lot of times, spend the afternoons picking up or dropping off for my wife's small business.
Such a good guy.
And so she knew I was going out to Newton, and she has a client, the Natick football program, the youth football program. They're getting all new swag for the upcoming football season. So she said, hey, since you're going out there, could you drop off this stuff at our friends who help with the program? I said, absolutely. So I left Newton from where we were. I had to run into Wellesley to do a little shopping for Barrett. And then we went over to kind of the Natick West End line where they live. And we're in this back little neighborhood. It's beautiful over there. They have these things, Dan, over in this neighborhood, these amenities called driveways and yards.
Parking lots that are free.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride in the burbs, buddy.
Let me extol all the virtues of the suburbs.
I'm serious.
And so I'm on this back road going towards their house, and now there is a truck stopped in the road, and it is starting to back up towards me. And I look up in front of the truck about 50 yards, and the telephone poles that hold the electrical lines is now wobbling over top of this road.
That's
and
scary.
I look just past the truck, and I can see it looks like a landscaping truck, like, you know, not too big, but not too small.
Yeah.
And it has run into a power pole just as we are getting there. And now the power pole has snapped, and it's leaning over the road, and it is pulling other poles with it on either side.
Yeeps.
And so I immediately call 911. I can see, again, the lines are still swaying because this has just happened in front of us.
That's scary.
And I can see it looks like a couple of the guys that work for the landscaping truck are getting out of the landscaping truck. The wires are wobbling. They're looking like they're trying to assess the situation. I call 911. I explain to them what has happened. They're like, is anybody inside the vehicle? I was like, no, they're getting out of the vehicle. Are they okay? I'm like, I don't know if they're okay. I'm not going up near them. There's like electrical wires hanging over and a pole hanging over.
I'm going to stay in this car with rubber tires.
Yeah,
thank
I'm going to stay
much.
Right here. And so the 911 operator asked me a few more questions. I give them, you know, some information. They get my contact info and my phone number and all of this stuff, and she keeps going back to, are they okay? Are they conscious? I'm like, well, they're not in the vehicle. They're standing next to it, and it looks like they're waving traffic through. So I think they are okay, but these lines look like they need
to
be
perilous.
Addressed. So we get around this whole situation. I pull into the house where we're going to drop off the stuff, and they tell us, they had just heard this loud bang a few moments before we arrived. We tell them the whole story. So we get back home. I go to the Y to play some basketball. And on my way home, I get a distress call from Lana. And she said, what happened to you earlier today? I was like, a landscaping truck ran into some poles. She's like, the same thing has happened out in front of our house. Get home immediately. And I get home, and there's
Did she want you to put the pole back where it belongs?
I don't know what she wanted. Well, I think she was concerned about our house.
Sure.
And, like, poles falling, losing
power. I feel it. I just don't know what you're going to do about it. But go on.
I can fix things.
There's got to be a YouTube video
for
that.
I've got a monster set of tools in my dad's garage.
I have a Leatherman, Kennedy.
Let's go.
And so, sure enough, I get home, and the police are now already there. They have cordoned it off with yellow tape. And as we understand it, termites got to one of the poles.
Get out of
here. That's what we were told. And it took down. And now this is on a pretty major road because we live on a pretty busy intersection.
Have they been doing a lot of construction over there?
I mean, I don't know. Recently, there hasn't really been a lot. Uh-huh. And so this one pole went down across a car, was leaning out over the road, and then it started to take other poles down. So
that's scary business, man.
I witnessed two sets of electric light poles.
Do you think the termites were responsible for both?
No, I think the landscaping
truck
was the culprit of the first
just
one.
Trying to make them feel better.
Yeah.
Maybe the pole wasn't structurally sound when they hit it because of the termites.
Yeah, that.
But it was just crazy that happened twice in two different places, like 4 or 5
I'm
hours
glad
apart.
Everybody's okay.
Yeah,
house and cars are okay.
As far as we know, everybody is okay. I will just say how stupid people are, despite the fact that poles are hanging all over the streets. There were people over by our house, they were just like, now it's all cordoned off, there's police everywhere, and here comes this couple, this guy's on his one wheel, his wife's walking his dog, and they literally just walk right under this huge thing that is lying over the street at like a 45 degree angle, and the cops just looking at him like, are you stupid?
You gotta do it for the gram.
They were just oblivious that they could have died in that moment.
People have no concept.
So did the city come out and start working on it? Or?
They did. And when I left this morning, it was all completely repaired and the police were gone.
I'm glad that it was all fixed up.
Yeah.
Hooray for happy ending. Could have been a superhero.
It could have been my origin story, Dan.
Yeah. Yes. Electric Man.
Could have been Static Shock.
That's a good one.
That was actually a cartoon when I was a kid.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. You should have just gone with it because I didn't know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.